الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created every human being out of two parts. One is the body, and the other is the soul. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates any individual on this planet, we are made up of those two parts. And when we enter into this world, our parents have two responsibilities concerning us. The first is that they raise our bodies. And that includes the mind. So you'll see that parents will feed their children, they'll educate their children, they'll teach their children, and eventually that child will grow up and will become an adult. At the same time, there's a responsibility that our souls grow as well. That's also a responsibility of the parents, but in particular, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent prophets. And the prophets took that responsibility of maturing souls. Meaning, in general, human beings tend to grow physically, and their bodies tend to mature, but their souls don't mature. Unless they have some way or someone to guide them along the path of the deen, or guide them along the path of submission to Allah, which then matures the soul. So if you look at when the Prophet ﷺ came, the Arabs, at that time, they were obviously, it was a mature community, physically, that he was dealing with. The people of the Quraysh that he was giving da'wah to, they were mature people, they knew how to mature themselves, they were feeding their children, etc. But their souls were immature. Their souls were the things that needed to be matured, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them how to mature their soul. Now, there are signs of maturation of both the body, and there are signs of maturation of the soul. For example, one of the signs of maturation of the body is that a child learns how to read. So initially, a small baby has no ability to read, right? The mind is immature. They don't know how to read a book. They don't know how to read a sign. They don't know how to read directions. And eventually, over time, as that child becomes educated, they gain the ability to read. So you'll see a child who's maybe 5, or 6 and starting to learn how to read. As you drive past the stop sign, they see STOP and they say, that's a stop. And so you begin to see this progressive maturation in their mind. It learns how to read. So that's the maturation of the body in one phase. Obviously, the body matures in so many different ways. A child doesn't know how to move at all, eventually learns how to roll, then eventually learns how to crawl, then eventually learns how to stand, and then eventually learns how to walk, and then finally begins to run very comfortably. So these are all stages of maturation of the human body. Now, in the same way, there are stages and signs of maturation of the human soul. One of the signs of maturation of the human soul is that when a soul becomes mature, it learns how to read the signs of the universe. There are many signs, and I'm not going to obviously be able to discuss all of them, but the one that I wanted to touch on right now is that when a soul matures, it becomes literate in reading the signs of the universe. So what does that mean? That means that while an individual who is immature walks through, spiritually immature, walks through the world and doesn't recognize what's going on around him or her, a spiritually mature individual, when they walk through the universe, they have no choice but to interact with every sign present in the universe. It drowns them out. For example, a spiritually immature person, when they walk through the universe, they look at the sky and they can't connect it to Allah. They look at a tree and they can't connect it to Allah. They look at another human being and they don't connect that back to Allah. They look at the ground, they don't connect it to Allah. They look at animals, they don't connect it to Allah. They're walking around, but they're not able to interact with the environment in that way. And a spiritually mature individual recognizes that every single thing present in the universe is actually a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and a sign that He was the creator. So they look at the ground and they're forced to think about Allah. They look at the sky and they're forced to think about Allah. They look at human beings and they're forced to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what the Quran teaches us to do. It's exactly what the Quran guides a human being along. It tries to spiritually mature human beings by reminding them of these points. Now you read through the Quran, I mean, how many places does it say, look at the skies and how we made them, look at the ground and how we laid it out, look at the mountains and how we put them down as pegs. And then Allah talks about the animals and how they were created for you and the food that's around you. I mean, over and over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran is teaching the one who submits to Him to become literate in reading the signs of the universe. Now, if we live in the universe and we're not able to pick up on these obvious signs that are surrounding us at every moment and basically drowning out anything else that exists in the world, then it's a sign of our spiritual immaturity and it's a sign in our deficiency in our ability to interact with the universe. And we need to be very, very cognizant of that fact. Now, if you walk around, and it becomes obvious only when you hang around people that are in that state where they're constantly remembering Allah. If you walk around this society and everybody knows how to read the newspaper, and everybody knows how to read a street sign, and everyone essentially knows how to read a bulletin board, and if you don't know how to read, you really pick up on that. You really begin to feel like, wait a minute, there's something wrong with me. Everyone can read, but I can't. Right? Because they're physically mature. Their minds have matured to the level where they can read. Meaning that they can read these written words. And then you begin to pick up on it because everyone knows how to do it. So same way with the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time when you pick up on the fact that these are the signs of Allah and these should be awakening me to Allah is when you begin to hang around other people that are spiritually mature. And when you begin to interact with the Quran, which reminds you of spiritual maturity. And that's why throughout the Quran we're reminded to look at these signs. They should be drowning us out at every moment. Now, when a child initially begins to mature and they begin to learn how to read, for example, letters on a sign that might be on the street, they begin to recognize, one, their ability to read, and two, they're being distinguished from other people who can't read. This also comes into their mind. So they'll say, you'll see this among children all the time, I'm in second grade, she's in first grade. Right? As if it makes some big difference. Right? I'm in third grade, that person's in first grade. I'm reading chapter books, that person's reading picture books. Right? So they begin to distinguish between themselves that at their level of maturity. Now, for a body as it matures, that's fine. There's no big deal there. But for a soul as it matures, that becomes a very dangerous concept. It becomes a very dangerous idea that becomes present in the mind of an individual. So one thing happens is that as you begin, first you need to mature. And unfortunately, most of us are immature. Right? We have these bodies that are very mature, but when we interact with the environment, we're very immature. Right? I mean, think about it. We see a bulletin board for a new cell phone, and for 3 days that cell phone runs through our minds. We look at the sun 24 hours a day, or 12 hours, 13 hours a day, and we can't even remember Allah. So it's a sign of our spiritual immaturity. But when we slowly begin to mature and we begin to pick up on these things, right? One is that the universe begins to drown you out. Just like when someone learns how to read, they're shocked that every bulletin board has letters on it and they just keep reading, and they're occupied constantly. Well, for us, every sign in the universe is a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would be occupied constantly. Now, as those children, as they begin to mature and differentiate between themselves, it's not a big deal. But as people spiritually mature, if they begin to differentiate between themselves, it becomes a very big deal. For example, as a person begins to spiritually mature, then they begin to think that I am more mature than other people. Or I, in some way, shape, or form, am better than someone else because I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differently than them. When that occurs, shaitan jumps on it. And he creates within an individual pride. See, so shaitan's goal is that as we spiritually mature, to make sure that we don't do it properly, even if we do it. So we have to be careful about one thing is to spiritually mature, and the second thing is to not distinguish ourselves based on that maturity. Now this happens a lot. People will call me up and they'll say, well, I don't talk so much anymore, right? I'm very careful about my tongue, but everybody I sit with, they talk here and there and they talk too much, so what should I do? That's not a sign of spiritual maturity. That's a sign of an immature soul becoming mature. But at the same time, you should recognize that we don't begin to distinguish ourselves from other people in that way. That's not what the Prophet ﷺ taught us. And in fact, that becomes a sign of pride when we begin to think that now we're better than everyone else in some way. And that's actually ridiculous. We're just as immature. It's like distinguishing a first grader from a second grader. Just like you would laugh if you're 40 or 50 and you look at a first grader and second grader distinguish themselves, and you begin to laugh at the amount that actually distinguishes them. In the same way, the amount that distinguishes us in our effort to make dhikr is very, very little from those people that are struggling on this path compared to those other people. So we have to be very careful, because that poisons the maturation process. So as we begin to mature, the next thing Shaitan wants to do is he wants to poison our maturity, right? He wants us to mature in a retarded form. And that's exactly how he does it, by creating pride with an individual. So they begin to think, I read Quran, they don't. So for some reason, I'm superior to the rest of these people. Right? I do dhikr, they don't. For that reason, I might be superior. When the reality is that our dhikr is also temporary. Some days we do it, some days we don't. But we begin to use that as a means of trying to distinguish us from other people. So there's two things to be careful of. There's three things. One is to recognize the importance of spiritual maturity. That's why the prophets came, and that's why the Quran was sent. Two is to recognize that as you begin to spiritually mature, the entire universe takes you over. You can't but see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world and everything that exists within it. And that's the truest sign of maturation. And that's what leads to depth in prayer. And that's what leads to depth in interaction with the Quran. The world is a billboard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's constantly advertising Him. And the third is that as we begin to mature, you cannot mature in a retarded fashion. If you do so, your maturation will not occur completely. All right? And it'll become very obvious to you over time. And that's why as you mature, it's very important that you stay in touch with the sunnah. And it's very important that you stay in touch with people who can watch that maturation to make sure that you don't mature in this retarded way. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recognize His signs, to be among those who inculcate His signs, and to be among those who mature through reflection upon His signs. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.